Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We have another wonderful day that the Lord has made, and He is doing wonderful things in this wonderful day. I thank the Lord for that. I thank God for all the wonderful revelation that He loves to give us so much. Everything that every phrase that God speaks, everything He gives us, all the revelation knowledge that He provides us with, He does it generously. And that's what causes our lives to multiply. The Lord said, be fruitful and multiply. And everything, every gift, every grace of God, every gift that He gives us comes to us in seed form. And it has to be received. We believe it, receive it, and then we speak it and act on it. And it starts out as a sentence, a knowledge, a promise. We hear it. It grows in our hearts. And we act and we speak it because we believe it. We've received it, we believe it, and we act on it. And then something else happens. We increase greatly to the point that we multiply. And like we said in the last broadcast, the knowledge of God causes us to be receptive to greater truth. And it never, ever stops. It's ever increasing. Faith, doing what it's designed to do, will ever increase in our lives. We can have ever-increasing faith. It's totally up to us. And then the Lord put no limits on what we can do, how far we can go, what we can receive from Him. He didn't give us the spirit of fear. He didn't give us a reason to believe the negative. He gave us life and that more abundantly. How far we take it is totally up to our will. How far we want to go. And the more knowledge that we receive of Him and act on, the more it will ever increase in our lives. The spirit of fear runs from the truth of God's word. And it acts on, it's a surrendering belief. It surrenders to the evil one. That's what fear does. It's an evil gift. That's why God didn't give it. But promotion is in the Word of God. Ever promotion is in the Word of God in real time. As we go forward in Him, we grow from glory to glory. Our capabilities increase. Our knowledge increase. Our abilities to govern our lives increase. To assist and help others, that increases. Our advice increases. The way we persuade people increases. Our counsel increases. Everything it multiplies because of the knowledge of God's word. So whatever you want to do in life, plan it out. Present it before God. Give God something that you will tell Him what you want to accomplish. And then see what He reveals to you. If you're serious about it, He'll start revealing you things about it. And He knows all things. And He knows what He wants you to do. So if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and if we invite the Holy Spirit, He will show us the best route to take to not only get to where you want to be, but to get to where He needs you to be. And if you get to where He needs you to be, that's a blessing for you, because that means that your goals are going to be alive and thriving. But if we put our goals before His, now we're in a wrestling match. We are sons and daughters of God. and he blesses us. And his love for us is not based on what we can do for him or how many souls we can win or how we can bless others. He loves us for us. He loves you for you, not for what you can do for him. So as a son or daughter, he's going to counsel you with his best intentions towards you. We're also a creation. And sometimes the wisdom of God has to order us to do certain things. He still loves and respects us as people. We're not saved by our works. But some things we must do because as a creation, the Lord told Lester Sumner, he called him to the ministry. And it was important that he went. And that's where his greater blessings were. We didn't call ourselves to the ministry. God called us. And as a creation, we should obey him. And we should desire to do it. We should be willing and obedient. But if our heart is already set to seek first the kingdom of God, it's not a problem. But if we're saved and we put our will before his, we're saved. That's not going to change. But the level of our success will be affected. We need to obey God in all cases. That's the safety for our lives. Some people, there are sinners who lengthen their lives and there are Christians who shorten their lives. Now this is what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes. There are those who, there are those who are wicked that lengthen their lives, and there are those who are righteous that cut their lives short. And this can go both ways. A man can be doing God's will and be a martyr. Or he can be in forms of disobedience and his life won't last as long. But if you obey God, my friend, your life will be better. You will have done things that he can reward you for. Now, if he tells us to do something and we do something else, he can't reward us for doing what we should have done. He can only reward us for what we do, what we actually do. Now, whatever he present before you, when he taught me about following God, I understood more than I was able to express. Because the Lord wanted the people who he sent me to honor him because he sent me, because he said it. But they didn't catch the message. Now, my message was simple on my end, follow God. But this is what I understood. When you follow the Lord, all things are evaluated perfectly. And he's guiding you to do what you can do at the time you begin, what will be a blessing to you, what you can be faithful with. Out of all the things in the world, the guidance of God is totally evaluated for you. His will for you is totally evaluated for what you can do and accomplish, what the need he has for you to fulfill. You can do this. Now, if you really want to serve, anybody that really desires to serve God, and they see what somebody else have done, and they attempt to do it, it's not going to work like the other person did. Because when the Lord sends people to do things to turn out right, he trains them for it. He gives them wisdom so that they can counter the world. The world's going to try to stop you. And the Lord gives you inner strength and blessings and all the elements you need to overcome so that you can never stop going forward. And so a lot of people see their pastors do this and they try to do it without the training, and it's not going to work. But the thing that God give you to do, you're tailor-made for it. The plan that he reveals to you, you are tailor-made for it. And the plan is tailor-made for you. You're a fit. You're more effective where you fit. You're not effective if you do something different. If Saul would have killed all the Amalekites and obeyed God and kept his eyes off the people, his focus changed, so did his destiny. He could have been established. But he didn't set his heart to do what God said do. And most people that I know of, they missed out on God's very best because they did their ministry that way. They didn't do it God's way. They did it that way. And it caused a lot of problems that didn't have to happen. And I don't say these things lightly. This is very important. The knowledge of God was very important. It always will be. And they didn't know that their prosperity is tied to obedience. If you see, the perfect will is perfect. If you begin doing the perfect will of God with full intentions to finish by faith, you're in faith, and you're going to do it just because God said do it. If you can do that, you can win. But if you do it, I'll do this as long as it seems to be working, then the devil's going to make it look like it's not working. He always does. And then people deviate. In my life, as I did the things the way God said do it, it didn't always look right to me. Just being honest, it didn't look like it was working. But I had to believe the revelation because it made too much sense. It was beyond what a man could come up with. And I know for a fact it was beyond what I could come up with. I used to get frustrated by the way people responded to the revelation that I knew God was giving, to the point I didn't even want to do it anymore. See, my evaluation was terribly imperfect. I said, I don't want to meet no more pastors. I already felt like I was intruding. The enemy caused me to feel like I was intruding because the Lord would give me what to say and I would say it. And my message was simple, follow God. And I felt like, well, they should already know to follow God. But not, the Lord sent me with a message and a revelation. Now, if they believed the revelation, then God would give me more to share with them. If they hardened their heart, he wouldn't give me more revelation. And I watched this. I didn't desire to tell people how to run their ministry. In fact, I never, ever told a person how to run their ministry. I was pointing out the blessing in following God. And I shared what God would give me for every individual. And this was just my assignment, and I'm using it for an example, to provide wisdom for a point. Because he said, he showed me how to, the blessings that will happen if you follow him. He would guide you in how to minister to the people that are there. Nobody could do that but God. I didn't have the wisdom for it. They had the anointing for it. But you have to point the anointing in the right direction. You have to. These are things that I understood. I didn't know how to express it. See, when the Lord is speaking to you heart to heart, spirit to spirit, you understand things you sometimes just can't put in words. But the Holy Spirit will enable me to say enough to get them. See, they needed to believe the word of God because he spoke it. Even though I was the person he used to deliver the message. Most of them looked at me and they didn't hear God. And I got frustrated because I felt like I was wasting time. But I had to humble myself and go back to doing what God said to do. And I repented and I went back to the pastor and told and spoke a word. And the word was good. And it happened too. And that blessed me. And I said, I'll never disobey God again. On purpose. If I disobey him now, it's because I didn't have enough sense or something. I did it by default. But I won't defy his wisdom. And I'll speak his word. Now, as long as I know better, I'm going to obey him. Because it's too important. The Lord sent Ezekiel with a message. And he told Ezekiel they're not going to hear you. But tell them the message anyway. Now, that wasn't my case. They could have went either way. They may have listened. They may not have. Most pastors didn't. And they did it that way. And they had the negative alternative. Because most of my words were, if you follow God, this would happen. If you don't, that would happen. Kind of like Deuteronomy chapter 28. But the Lord would give them unique things to do. They kept their ministry in the frame of tradition. And they had the success of tradition, which is very low. But if you follow God, the Lord will correct things that should be corrected. He'll guide you into all truth. If he guides you into all truth, see, God can't build on top of disaster. Some things have to be torn down, and that didn't happen. You know, dead doctrines didn't get done away with. They kept the dead doctrines in their message, and it scattered the people just like God said it would. If you deviate, if you preach a deviation of the word of God in any form, you scatter. If you don't, Jesus said, if you don't build with me, you scatter. I understood this in the spirit. Because I have been in the presence of God. And the Lord can relate things spirit to spirit. But remember, God gives grace to the humble. And since the people weren't humble, he wouldn't release me to tell them everything. He released me to tell them enough so that they could use their faith and then he'd give them the rest. And that's the way I saw that it worked. Now, I didn't understand things like I do now. I'm looking back on it, judging by how the Holy Spirit has operated and things he taught me later. But in those days, I didn't have all the revelation I have now. I had enough to begin the process. I had much revelation about following God. The Lord's been teaching me truths about revelation about following God since 1990. And that was my main message. Now, what the Lord told me to do in the vision, he said, let not my people lack knowledge. Following God is the road to not letting his people lack knowledge. See, when people follow God and they do it God's way, then the door is open for them to receive greater revelation. And greater revelation. And the Lord will deal with the intricate problems that already exist. And the dead doctrine that they preach by default, that'll be cleared up. And then they'll stop scattering their own churches. But because they preach error and they don't know how to stop, they're outclassed because they believe a lie somewhere. They've been taught by people that they respect. And they read into the Word of God their belief system. And then they preach it. And then it works to scatter the body. That's why so many things took so long to get cleared up. You know, I could give you basic examples like the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Many mainstream churches, denominational churches, they shunned it by default. They didn't know what would happen because they stayed in a circle of people that thought the same way. And all Christians get corralled unless they see somebody with the light. They won't come out of it. Now, I visited a Methodist church and Baptist churches where they speak faith. Because it comes on TV. And TV brought it in their house. TV and radio, people learn principles of faith, and they got out of the confines of denomination because greater light was exposed. And then the Lord was able to give them greater revelation. Well, the same thing has to happen one-on-one in the spirit. We have to be introduced to greater revelation in order to do the living works of God, in order to go forward. And nobody can do that but the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can cause us to understand where we miss it. And then it takes time to undo bad training. And the Lord can help us with that. And this is not done in a short amount of time. So, but with the Holy Spirit, it can be done in a quick amount of time. It's up to how fast a person can learn and receive from him. And if they'll learn and receive and yield to him, then they'll come out of their demise. And I say demise because dead doctrine is, it on the outside, it sounds simple to get rid of, but it's not. It's a beast. It's a beast. It's hard to undo a mindset. Mindsets live longer than people. People die, but their mindsets remain, that because their influence is remembered and their advice is remembered. And if anybody that respects them and looks up to them, they'll continue the process. So what we have to do is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, he loves us. He's a priest. Jesus is our priest. He's patient with us. He'll bless us. And as we pray in the Holy Spirit, we yield to him, and we're praying, our spirit man will cry out for the truth. That's why you build up your most holy faith praying in the Holy Spirit. Whenever you pray in the Holy Spirit, you pray for your greatest needs and the things that the Holy Spirit really need to get over to you. And it opens the door for him to train you. So that's your weapon against the world and its persuasion. And never underestimate the persuasion of the world. It's a beast. It's like Goliath. It's bigger. But with the heart of faith, you're greater. And that's what we're getting to. The heart of God. Now, with all that in mind, the Lord is able to train the trainable. If you can be humble to him, he can do for that pastor. He would have done for those pastors. And he'll do for you what he did for me. I understood volumes of information. Even though I couldn't express it with my mouth, I understood it in my heart. And then the Lord can help train you, and you'll go where you got to go. You'll make the necessary changes, and you'll do a perfect work. And the more you grow, you'll be able to do it, and the anointing will multiply on your life as you're able to carry it. And then if you point your anointing in the direction God is giving you to take it to, if you take the anointing to the place where God can work, you're going to be highly effective. Some people have the anointing, but they won't move. They won't go where God is sending them. Or they're reluctant to, and they miss out. But once you get there, that's where you're going to be effective, and that's where things are going to go forward. Time and place has a lot to do with the anointing and how effective you are. But only those who love God and keep him first will make the necessary change. Now, I'm out of time, but God is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.